Title: FDA's Focus Returns to Compounding and Telehealth, Another Wave of Warning Letters. Content: Just when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA or agency, enforcement activity seemed to slow in mid-2026, the agency returned with a coordinated new wave. During the week of June 15, 2026, FDA issued 25 warning letters to telehealth companies over alleged false or misleading promotional claims about compounded GLP-1 products, claims the agency views as violating the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Acts, FDCA, misbranding provisions, including Sections 502A and 502N. FDA also launched a dedicated webpage for telehealth companies that highlights common compliance pitfalls in promoting compounded drugs, alongside a separate webpage outlining the agency's specific concerns with compounded GLP-1 products. 1. This follows an unusually active enforcement period in late 2025 and early 2026. Last year, FDA, acting through the Office of Prescription Drug Promotion, OPDP, within the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, CDER, issued a high volume of untitled and warning letters as part of a broader push against direct-to-consumer, DTC, drug advertising, including 58 letters addressing claims about compounded GLP-1s, e.g., semaglutide and tirzepatide, and other compounded products, e.g., sildenafil and tadalafil. 2. By mid-2026, activity appeared to taper off, raising the question whether FDA had shifted priorities, for example due to personnel changes, or simply paused the effort. FDA answered that question this week. In a coordinated return, and the agency's underlying policy message is becoming increasingly clear. Indeed, CDER Acting Director Michael Davis reinforced the policy point publicly on X, emphasizing that compounded GLP-1 products are not FDA-approved and have not undergone the rigorous review for safety, efficacy, and manufacturing quality that is required for drugs approved through the New Drug Application, NDA, or abbreviated New Drug Application, ANDA, pathways. 3. This is now the third major set of warning letters in less than a year, with the majority aimed at telehealth marketing of compounded GLP-1 products, September 2025. Roughly 80 warning letters and 40 untitled letters March 2026, 30 warning letters June 2026, 25 warning letters the claims FDA is targeting as in earlier rounds. The June 2026 letters appear highly standardized and focus on consumer-facing promotion of compounded GLP-1 products. The central theme is misleading net impression, a long-standing OPDP enforcement framework under which FDA evaluates whether marketing, taken as a whole, could cause consumers to believe a compounded product is FDA-approved, FDA-reviewed, or otherwise equivalent in any way, explicitly or implicitly, to an approved drug. Under this framework, even technically accurate individual statements can render a product misbranded under FDCA Section 502A, if the overall presentation is misleading. Common examples flagged by FDA include generic framing. Statements suggesting the compounded product is a generic version of an FDA-approved GLP-1 drug. Implied FDA approval or review. Express or implied claims that FDA approved, evaluated, or reviewed the compounded product for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Equivalence and performance claims. Messaging implying the compounded product is clinically proven to achieve the same results as an FDA-approved product, or otherwise performs the same. Misleading sourcing language. Claims that the product was obtained from an FDA-approved or FDA-licensed pharmacy/facility. Language FDA treats as misleading because FDA does not approve or license compounding facilities in that manner. Branding that implies the telehealth company is the compounder. FDA also focused on presentation choices, branding, proprietary labeling, or label-like displays that could suggest the telehealth company manufactures or compounds the drug when it does not. Same active ingredient phrasing used to imply sameness. Claims that the compounded version contains the exact same active ingredients in a manner that implies sameness to the brand name product or approved sourcing. FDA's new webpage covers much of the same ground as the warning letters but is worth reviewing independently, as it distills FDA's recurring concerns into a concise reference. Highlighted problem areas include making it look like the telehealth company is the compounder. FDA objected to branding or law.